Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Needing to be Filled. This file mixes hypnosis with a bit of teasing. Well, maybe a lot of teasing. There are these moments that I'm sure you're familiar with when you have a certain craving, a desire, needing to be filled. What's also interesting is that this can happen for many reasons. One of those reasons could be how much you enjoy being hypnotized. Words manipulating your mind, slowly changing your perception as you listen. That impossible desire growing within with every passing second. Or maybe I don't need to do anything. You already have that craving, that feeling, that need that just seems to fill parts of you that are way too empty. I wonder if I should exploit that emptiness, remind you of how satisfying it can feel to have that emptiness filled. Slowly or quickly, gently or roughly, grabbed and moved or just carefully caressed. Words have a lot of power, especially if they are hypnotic words. They tend to cause a trance state, and if someone is especially sensitive to these kind of things, even the mere hint of hypnosis can be enough to create a certain sensation in the mind, melting thoughts that keep that depraved desire in the forefront while the rest of your thoughts are simply on vacation for the moments that they want to let go, to drift. And drop, or maybe not. Maybe it's more fun to not be so easily influenced, to feel that need, that craving grow as I speak. Maybe it is woven in the words, hidden in the sentences, snuck between the paragraphs. You're already moving, aren't you? Pressing yourself forward in a desire to feel something. Those tiny movements don't go unnoticed, you know. As the need rises, as the craving aches, it just gets stronger and stronger with every passing second. Maybe I should focus on hypnotizing you instead. Talking innocently about countdowns, even though you know what they can mean. About drifting in an ocean of desire. Perhaps even getting lost. There's this wonderful concept of just going blank, being completely empty. In. Certain words are more suggestive than others, and some suggestions just hit deeper than mere words. Of course, the more you listen, the more you hear, the more you hear, the more you feel, the more you feel, the more you'll see what can be done with you, to you. The heat, the want, more. That feeling of emptiness, missing something, a hole that shouldn't be alone. Maybe something could help. Maybe something that could fill that emptiness, the void, the aching, craving, needing to be filled. Maybe there's something that could help. Maybe there's something that could hypnotize you into just feeling that need even more. Are you alone? Are you craving? Are you close to something that could help? Can you think of all the different ways in which that hole could be filled? Can you imagine how nice it would feel? How mindless you'd go with the sensation? How good it would be to just give in and needing to be filled. You can feel your body twitching with desire, dripping with a certain want, more heat. But I should focus on the hypnosis, shouldn't I? Twisting words into suggestions that slowly sneak past your mind to melt the final thoughts into a simple, gooey mess that drips all the way down your spine. Allowing those empty thoughts to add to the need. It is so easy to imagine how good it would feel. It is so easy to get lost in the fantasies of lust, of opening so you can be entered. So good. So empty. Needing to be filled. I'm sure there's something you'd like to do right now. I doubt it's very innocent. I wonder what you'll do next, what you'll use, what you'll ask for, what you'll crave. I wonder how much you will open up, giving in to that need, that craving, that aching that just keeps waving over you. How deep do you want to feel it? How much do you want to be filled? Shiver of desire, an emptiness that knows its place. Does it mean that you are empty, blank and open, waiting, needing to be filled? Does it mean that your mind has been reduced to a dripping, craving, wanting? Does it mean that all that is left of your lusting thoughts, your fleeting fantasies flying by and creating images that would feel so good if they were real? I wonder how much you are moving, how much you are showing that need. Can you stay still? Can you prevent drips flowing, little droplets of desire that slowly leak out of you? How far have you been reduced? To a hole needing to be filled. How much do you crave it, need it, want to just feel that feral nature satisfied? It is one of our more basic needs, after all, an almost animalistic part of us, and yet we can celebrate it, we can enjoy it, play with it, tease it, as you are being teased. Tempted, needing to be filled, while at the same time you are hypnotized, horny, mind, or any mind. That emptiness will keep growing, the desire flowing through your mind and body, needing to be filled. I wonder how much you would enjoy it right now. I wonder how eager you would respond. Would it be easy to just put you in a position where you can be filled, grab a body part, move it, open it, fill it? How easy would that be right now? How eager are you to be? Feeling it enter you. Take you down. Would your breath still have a chance? Would your mind be overwhelmed by the sensation? Can you feel how empty you are? How much you need it? How much you crave it? How much it's almost driving you crazy? It's so deep inside, such a natural desire. Every twitch, every shiver, every quiver, every drop, another drip, another needing to be filled. I wonder where the craving is strongest, and if you can keep still until you finally get what you want, crave more. I could keep dangling your mind into these wonderful hypnotic waves, letting you ride ups and downs while the need inside keeps growing. That emptiness, that feeling of needing to be filled, is all you can think of. Fantasize about as you feel how good it could be. See yourself giving in to it. Sometimes you just have that urge. It's not. natural to feel this way. And of course, if you listen to something like this, it only gets worse. As I remind you of that emptiness, the lack of what is supposed to be inside. How long will you have to wait? How much can you take? How much more can you bear? So in a moment when this file ends, I will leave you with a need that you know very well by now. I will wake you up, but only because it will allow you to realize how much that desire has grown, how deep you are needing to be filled. You may be aware of how far you fell, or you may not. We'll see. However, you will wake and enjoy the craving as it continues to grow. And try not to think about how empty you are, even while awake. It'll do you no good. It'll just make it worse. It'll only remind you of how much you are needing to be filled.